Well, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever time it may be, wherever you are. My name is Craig Hagan, and you're listening to Raymond's Podcast. I'm sitting here with my co-host, T-Mac, Tony McKinnon, on a, I'm not sure if it's beautiful, a foggy?
Yeah, it's beautiful for me, because I'm kind of leaning towards a nap.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's the kind of morning you want to take a nap,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So, eat anything good this weekend? You know,
Not really. It's kind of. Oh yes, I did.
Oh really?
I went to T. Johnny's.
What's T. Johnny's?
It's a Cajun place in Coweta.
Really?
Anybody in the room ever been to T. Johnny's? Yeah. Yeah, I got one dude back here. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Coweta. T. Johnny's.
T. Johnny's.
Shout out to T. Johnny's
in Coweta. An alumni take me over for lunch, and yeah, it was ate too much.
All right. Once again, we have what we call students in the hot seat. We have a room full of folks sitting here, you know, trying to mind their own business, waiting to see what's going on. And during this episode, we kind of just interview a couple of students, ask them why they're here, how they got here, how they heard about the ministry, and what their next plans are.
Yeah.
Anyway, first student in the hot seat, you're up.
My name is Sean Bailey, and I'm from Ramona, Oklahoma. And I am here at Rhema because of the little white box that the ambassadors give out to the churches. My husband and I pastor in Ramona, and we come to Winter Bible Seminar and camp meeting every year, and we stop by the booth and picked up a box and opened up the box and started looking at the brochures in the box and started handing it out to our people. Little did I know 9 months later I would be the one that it started coming to Rhema. And now we have five people in our church that come.
Wow, praise the Lord.
And our students here. So I'd walk by and see Anthony Washington on the little flyer, and it would be like he was calling me to come to Rhema. And so that it was just a God thing to have a box.
Amen. And if you're out there and you want to help promote Rhema at wherever location, whether it's a church, whether it's a business or whatever, if you'll just write us or give us a call, we'll send you one of those boxes, or just go to rbtc.org. and request one. You know, when you request a packet, student ambassador will give you a call. But yeah. So in Anthony Washington, that's the singing jukebox, or what human jukebox?
Yeah,
I guess
human
we call
jukebox.
Him. We call you. You've heard him a number of times, and he is on the front cover of our Rhema brochure, RBTC brochure. So has Rhema been what you expected, or did you know what to expect?
You know, I really didn't know what to expect, but I went to Bible college 20 years ago, and I just really didn't feel equipped the way God is using media now and using other forms of ministry. And I just knew that Rhema was the place that I needed to go because I had so many friends that pastor and are evangelists that have graduated from Rhema my age 30 years ago and watched their lives, watched their ministry. And I just really feel like it was the missing ingredient for our ministry.
Yeah, so, I mean, you guys are already in ministry, and then you go to Bible school. I mean, that for some people, like, why would you do that? You're already in ministry. I mean, you know, so, but obviously you felt the Lord had more for you.
Yes, yes, yes. And I wanted to be more equipped to help people. I feel like that we need to be constant learners, even in the things of God. And so it just really helped me to come in and walk through the doors. And every day I tell myself, you know nothing, to build a strong foundation of things that I didn't even know. And so I feel like it helped the missing puzzle pieces in my walk with the Lord and my leadership.
So do you feel better equipped?
Yes, sir. 100 times over, I would do it.
That's our job. That's our business.
Amen.
It's good.
Well, I was going to ask you what next. I'm assuming you're going to continue to pastor there in Ramona? I
mean, Yes. I'm actually here with two of my daughters, and my husband is bivocational. And we actually probably have another daughter next year come, and we have people from our congregation. And it's a little bit of a commitment, and I know everybody here has had made major commitments to be here. But ours was the hour drive one way and the hour drive back. So
yeah.
Of course, there are some people who live in cities that they drive an hour to go to work every
yes.
day. I know people who basically would drive from Tulsa. I mean, they don't drive from Tulsa, Oklahoma City, but they live in L.A., and it's pretty much the same kind of drive. I'm like, you know, but it is a commitment. I mean,
I like the something you said. It's a little bit of an attitude adjustment. I know nothing. You know, a lot of times people come with experience, and they come with the attitude, I already know it all. And those people don't get much here. But when you come open, it makes all the difference.
It does. Yeah. It does.
And it's not just pastors. I mean, people that
grew
up in, you know, ministry or whatever, you know, and sometimes maybe something said that maybe goes a little bit different than what they've been taught. But, you know, you need to, you know, make sure you listen. Instead of what happens a lot of times when we hear something that goes against something we've heard before, some of them just shut it down and automatically argue about it. But, you know, the point is, let me listen. Let me figure something out. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times, like I said, it's better to come with the know-nothing attitude. Sometimes the people who come, we had one individual on the podcast, he said, when I came to Rhema, I came heathen. I was like a heathen. you know, I mean, he just got saved, came to Rhema, and so he didn't know anything. He didn't grow up in church. He didn't have any, you know, anything to unlearn, because sometimes it wasn't it Yoda who said, you must unlearn something to learn. I don't know. Anyway.
Because trust me, I'm saying, in the years that I've taught, the people that come with experience sometimes, and sometimes the people that come with their degrees, they're the first ones waiting to talk to you after class to argue with you about something you said, rather than learn and be like the Bereans in the New Testament to seek the scriptures and see if those things are so, you know. And so I commend you for you. Amen.
All right, next student in the hot seat.
Hi, my name is Larry Hansen. I'm my last stop after retirement, and I lived there for 10 years, was Arizona. And I had a young Christian come up to me at church and ask me if I was going to finish my Rhema experience. And I hadn't thought about it because I had come in 1985. That was my first year.
Larry's like Jesus. He's in the second coming.
You're so kind. But came back in 22. And the Lord said it would be 2 years. And it did not matter to me whether it was first and second year again or second and third. It didn't matter. I was going to be here for 2 years.
Now, let me interrupt. Now, Cliff, didn't you used to hold the record for the longest returner? Larry took your trophy.
Yeah. That's a trophy I don't care
about. Okay. A lot of tribulation in between there. Go ahead. Go ahead, Larry.
Well, there was. The Arizona experience, as the Lord showed me while I was here, was I thought I had chose Arizona. He had led me there to experience things that I wouldn't experience. Here, I've experienced things that I would never experience if I didn't come back. It's been a tremendous blessing.
So let me ask the question, because you were here in 85 and here now. You know, what do you think the difference is?
There are some things I like. And some things are not. I prefer people being a seat and quiet when the teacher starts, when the bell rings. Yeah. I prefer that. I was trained that way. What I really like is that relaxed atmosphere allows for discourse among the students.
Mm.
And there are so many gifts here. You meet them. You hear them in the various labs. You hear them give a sermon or preach, and you just go, oh my gosh, what an anointing on that gift. And there's going to be memories that I'll never, ever forget, people I've never will forget. And it was really a blessing to have Doug Jones still here. He's older than Jesus. And you can tell him I said that.
Oh, yeah. We've been trying to get Doug on the podcast, but he refuses for whatever reason. Says he has nothing to say.
Yeah. When he dies, we're going to stuff him and put him in the foyer.
Now, obviously, you know, you being a little more mature student, I mean, what has that been like? You know, we have people of all ages here. Has it been an issue at all?
Not to me.
Yeah.
I kind of knew that I'd been influenced, so I knew I had to walk a real tight line. I couldn't just do stupid. But at the same time, I've learned a lot from the kids. And the kids will make you feel younger. They just really do. And when I worked at the border, I was working with much younger people. And it kept me young. And I believe that the students here have kept me young. So I got to stay surrounded by young.
That's good.
Amen. So, I mean, the point is you're never too old to come to Ram. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, you know, if you're 82 or 18. It doesn't really matter, you know. And, you know, I think it's kind of interesting, the camaraderie between the older and the younger, you know. You know, everyone gets along, you know, which probably doesn't happen on a lot of college campuses today. Of course, a lot of things. Who knows what happens on college campuses. All right, next student in the hot seat.
Hello, my name is McKenna Lamiectua. I'm from Arizona also, the Navajo Reservation.
And McKenna's a twin.
Yes, I am. She came with me, same with my aunt. We're all, like, around the same age.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the only one that came to do a third year.
You're smarter than them.
Yeah.
So how'd you hear about Rhema?
I mean, so I moved from the reservation to Chandler. My pastor is a Rhema grad. Actually, all the pastors there are all Rhema grads.
This is from Kramer's church.
But not all the pastors. You mean all the pastors at Rhema?
Yeah, Josiah and Brittany, all of them.
I thought you meant all the pastors in Chandler, Arizona.
Oh, no.
I'm like, no. That's a little much, but, you know.
No, yeah. So, yeah, David Kramer is my pastor.
All right, cool. Yeah, so obviously, David Kramer, his church, what's it, New Covenant?
It's Covenant Life.
Covenant Life Church. They send quite a few Rhema students, you know, every year. And then, you know, that's, of course, David's one of my good friends. I'll be there July 18th for those. They're in the Arizona heat. Don't be an idiot and book a something. Go to Arizona summertime. But anyway, I did.
But I'm going to Louisiana. That can't be much worse. Except the food's probably better, but we'll talk about that.
All right. So has Rhema been what you expected, or do you know what to expect, or what?
Yeah, it has. So when I decided to come here, it was the day before my mom passed away. So following the day my mom did pass away, and I was, like, shaken up, and I was deciding just to, like, stay. I was like, there's just no reason I should be going. But obviously, I had to look at it from a different point of view. I was like, well, maybe the enemy's trying to steer me to a different direction. So obviously I felt led. I still continued to go to Raymond. I still moved here, even though I had no family out here. But I was glad my sister came with me. I was pretty blessed with that. And then, like, the things that I've learned here and that helped me just to not, like, have a better foundation, a stronger foundation, and not be moved by these things, and it's a blessing to me. It was a blessing in disguise, honestly. It was a really big decision for me whether to come or not, and I was glad I came, and I was glad I came for a third year as well.
And that's one thing, we've heard a lot of testimonies where people were accepted to come on their way, and all of a sudden something, you know, took place, you know, maybe not as tragic as their mom passing away, but you know, this number of things have tried to keep them from coming to Raymond. And one person, they have two cars, both of them broke down. I mean, it was just, you know, just amazing, you know, what the devil tries to do to stop what God's called for us to do.
Yeah.
Amen. Next student in the hot seat.
Hey. My name is Samuel Batista, and I'm a second-year pastor's student from
and
the
you're
beautiful
Jesus.
State. Yes.
I'll never see you the same again.
You have to thank Dan Taylor for that.
Yeah. He played Jesus in our Easter play. It was Easter, right?
Yeah, Easter last year. Yeah,
a couple, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
Yeah.
And I'm from Porto, Portugal.
Portugal?
Portugal. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know. So,
I didn't know. I thought Jesus was from Israel.
So it's your parents missionaries? Is that how you got here? Or how?
So let me take you back to 1977.
Okay.
When Paul and Mary Burt, freshly graduated from Rhema, set out with a mission. To go teach God's people faith and ultimately impart into others what Brother Hagin imparted into them. And so the Lord led them all over the world. And their primary work was Kenya. You know, they went on to establish an orphanage, a hospital, a Bible school. And in 1986, the Lord led them to go to Portugal with a team of other Rhema grads, you know, Mike and Melody Lavin, Jay Stillinger, Joe Davies, Jerry Willis. And coincidentally, the church that they end up at was the church that my parents at the time were attending. And so because of that, because of their obedience, because of their willingness to go, I was able to grow up, you know, in a born-again Christian home. you know, listening to Brother Hagin's teachings, Brother Copeland's teachings, and, you know, ultimately ended up here. You know, fast forward to 2019, I had the opportunity to come out to Tulsa, come out to my first winter Bible, and actually Pastor Craig laid hands on me, and that was like a life-changing experience for me and really set me on the course that I'm in right now.
Now, Paul was, I'm trying to refresh my memory here. Paul, or one of those just passed away, didn't
he? Yeah, Paul. Yeah.
Paul did, yeah, just not too long ago.
Yeah, last year.
Yeah, okay. Wow, wow.
So, I mean, were you thinking about coming to Rainbow before 2019 when you came to Winter Bible Seminar, or was it because of coming to the seminar? Just
so, that was actually a funny one, because first time ever coming out to Tulsa. I mean, you know, I knew about Rainbow, I knew about Bertha Hagin, but I was like, ah. It's a typical thing of being born in a house that was surrounded and just heavily infused with Word of Faith. They're like, I'll never go to Rhema.
Mm-hmm.
And so I come out to Tulsa, and I'll never forget it. Walking in the West Lobby, like, I want to say it was the Monday morning session in the Winter Bible 2020, the Lord just speaks very clearly to me, like, you belong here. Mm-hmm. And I was like, kind of looking up, like, is this from the PA? Like, what is going on? And I asked Melody, like, did you hear that? She, like, heard what? And I'm like, oh, okay. I got a Holy Spirit. Like, I'll come. And so that really just settled in my heart to just come. You know, and ultimately, I tarried with the Lord for a couple of years, you know, because it was COVID and whatever. And it's like, ah, should I come? Should I not? Should I come? Mm-hmm. Should I not? And eventually took the plunge and came out. And Lord made ways where there were no ways.
And how often, Craig, do we hear that testimony when somebody comes on campus?
Yeah.
That's when the Lord bears witness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was just this great sense of excitement the moment that we pulled into the parking lot, unlike anything else I've ever experienced in my life. Just that resonance of there's something here that you need in order to do what I've called you to do.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, there's something about campus. You know, in fact, Guto, who's over at Rhema Brazil, you know, although he graduated Rhema there in Brazil, he says it was when he came to campus here for the first time, it just really solidified everything that he had learned. And he's made it a mission for all, I mean, he wants to see every Rhema alumni from the Brazil campus. Mm-hmm. So at least come one time. It's like the Mecca. Come one time in your lifetime to Rhema, you know, especially next February is our Rhema grads around the world. Mm-hmm. What do we call it? Worldwide homecoming.
Yeah, worldwide.
And so it's always a big thing. All right, next student in the hot seat.
Good morning. My name is Elizabeth Beamer, and I am originally from the UK. And when I was about 12 years old, my parents were like, hey, we're moving to West Africa to start a Rhema. And so that's all I kind of knew about Rhema. And so we went there, and I was like, I helped them, you know, with the start of that. And so I was like, I should get an honorary diploma from Rhema, basically. I was like, why do they not hand those out to the Rhema kids? And then in 2020, actually, kind of similar to Sam, someone brought it up to me, and I was like, no, I'm never going to go to Rhema. That's not for me. Just kind of like a lot of the stories here. I'd heard about it my whole life and helped my parents start the Rhema in Nigeria and then on to Egypt and a couple other places. And so as soon as I was done with high school, I moved to Australia, went to a different college there. And then about 2 years ago, someone jokingly was like, hey, you should go to Rhema. And then he was like, just kidding, you already went to a Bible school. And for some reason, that just like stuck with me. And that, like, I feel like God always works with jokes with me. People will joke about something and it sticks with me. And then the next week I started like researching. I was like, maybe I'll just look into it and see how much tuition costs or if I can wear hats when my hair gets greasy. Can't do that. And so I just kept on looking into it. And then, yeah, that was 2 years ago, and I am about to graduate my second year now. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, I assume growing up in the ministry with your parents, you know, like I said, I don't know if you said, parents are Matt and Julie Beamer, and they've started a number of campuses now, you know, Rhema grads doing a wonderful job. But I'm assuming, like me, you're probably like, I don't know if I want to go to Bible school at all. I'm not sure if I even want to be in ministry at all. And so, like I said, but so you never really even considered, even though you went to another Christian college, you never considered coming to Rhema?
No, not even one time. Like, I would have other people's director's kids who would come, and I'd kind of judge them a little bit. I'd be like, guys, we grew up in this. What do you mean? And then when God kind of softened my heart towards Rhema, which actually was during a February Winter Bible, there was a video that was playing, and it was like showing all the different campuses around the world, and I don't know what it was, but something about that like clicked in me, and it just started softening my heart towards it, and like I was like, yeah, I gotta go, I guess I'll be the statistic.
Of course, we played that video for years. You probably had seen it before.
I had. Well, it actually, I think it was like a special video. Okay. That, yeah, it was for, I can't remember what it was exactly, but it was special.
I can't remember either.
Yeah. Well,
and,
I remember.
And the Word Partner Club video now, it's only been a few years ago that it was switched up.
Yeah.
Just a little bit, though. But
yeah.
But
I mean, the one that with the footsteps, that was just a few years ago.
So. I mean, even like that video, my dad's in that video. Yeah. So I see him and I kind of like shut off, you know, which has been a really great thing of coming to Rhema is that things I've heard my whole entire life, you kind of just have to hear it from somebody else, for it to really resonate with you.
No, so I get it.
Yeah, yeah, that's been really important for me.
So how's your experience been?
It's been awesome. It's definitely not been what I expected. I've been learning new things, and, you know, preparation time is never wasted time. But the Lord has really, I knew I was supposed to come. Like, I knew getting into Rhema and going to Rhema was what God had for me. And I think with that, like, the relationships I've built and God's really given me the desires on my heart. I was able to start my business in my first year, and then I had been wanting a house for years. I got a house in my second year, and not that things come through works, but just being aligned on the will of God has really given me the desires on my heart. So it's been amazing. Yeah,
it's cool.
So what's your next plans?
Furthering my business for sure, and then I started working for my parents' ministry, also another thing I never thought I would do. So I'm the communications director there, and I love that, and yeah, just more stuff like that.
All right, next student in the hot seat.
Hi, I'm Michael. I'm from California to San Diego, and coming here at Rhema has been an amazing experience. The first books I ever read were actually Kenneth E. Hagin books. I always tell everybody all the time, Kenneth E. Hagin books always goes down like a nice warm cup of milk.
So, Michael, you're saying the first books you've ever read, like, I read, like, C. Dick Run, C. Jane Run. Those are the first books I ever read. I'm just giving you a hard time. So you came from San Diego. So you were pretty familiar, obviously, with the ministry. If they said that was the first book you ever read, yeah. Did you kind of plan on coming to Rhema or anything, or how did that happen?
I came up here by revelation. One day I was reading the Bible, and at a Genesis 12, it said, "Go to a place I'll show you, and I'll make your name great." And for some time passed, and I was like, "Where are you gonna send me, Lord? Where are you gonna show me?" Then I was at this church, and it was Rhema, and I learned about Rhema, about the World Partners Club, and what you're all about, and what you're all doing, and I was like, that's the place, and I was, you know, and then it got confirmed through a pastor. He's like, yeah, that's the place, you're going there.
Awesome. So has Rhema been what you expected? I mean,
oh, Rhema's amazing. When I first got here, I was like telling people, I go, man, this place is amazing. You know, the classes it's like a It's like a conference. It's like going into a conference. It's like every day it's like jam packed. It's like the revelation you get out of it, and what you're like bringing into you, and what you're getting, and what you're. It's, I'm telling you, it's just like going to a conference every single day. It's amazing.
Praise the Lord.
So, that's awesome. So you know, obviously California's a lot different than Oklahoma too. So I mean, I'm sure it's been a different experience. All right, next student in the hot seat.
Hi, my name is Susie Mayo, and I'm from California also, from Northern California, though.
Northern California, so what area?
About 90 miles north of Sacramento.
All right, so how'd you hear about Rhema, or did you know about Rhema growing up, or what? I mean,
no, I actually grew up in a totally different denomination, but my brother-in-law came here in the 80s, and so we've known about Rhema, and we actually, my husband and I went through the
correspondence course,
thank you, and in the 90s probably. And then we had been to camp meetings several times over the years, and then a couple years ago, we were here at camp meeting, and my husband heard that we're supposed to come here. So, I mean, we have jobs and homes and family and all the things, but we really felt like that was right and that we needed to just come here. So
She'd married Daryl Mayo's brother.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
so, yeah, so it's pretty awesome. So you just picked up and moved to Oklahoma.
We did, yes, and it's been really quite an experience. It is very different than California here, weather and everything. But it's been a good experience, and we love Rhema.
So has it been what you expected?
It's been more than we expected. Totally changed our thought process, I think, the way we will study from now on, and just our view on life and God. Is
Her husband asked me on a regular basis, is this heaven? I'm like, I hope not.
I hope it's a little better than this. Yeah. Amen. So next student in the hot seat.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. My name is Thomas Bradley. I'm from here, and as well, I've lived in a few other states.
Well, you're a military brat, right? No?
No, my dad was in the military, but...
yeah, that makes you a military brat.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah. Not while I was...
oh, okay, later, okay.
So I came here because my dad had come here, and a few of my brothers had come here, and I always wanted to come here, so I ended up here.
So, I mean, obviously, you had family that came here. You kind of knew what Rhema was all about. What has your experience been like here? I mean, has it been more than you thought it was, or what?
Well, it's actually been very groundbreaking, I would say. Whenever I came here, I was super just weird, like weird in my faith. I didn't really know... the correct things, even though I had kind of grown up.
I feel like I'm super weird still.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure out how do you not be weird. I'm paying attention.
No problem. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that there were so many things that God just removed.
Yeah.
They weren't even correct. And it was kind of like how Mount Rushmore, kind of like just whole... faces of Cliff were just sheared off, and what God did in my life, each term was like a new chapter, and there was like a focus, and just really, really life changing.
Well, and all jokes aside, to here again to come with that attitude, and allow God to do that in you here, rather than stiffen up in pride and be who I want to be, I commend you.
Thank you.
And probably the word's not weird, you know, they're just some teachings or some beliefs, but, you know, because of who you studied under or whatever you've developed on your own, that were maybe different than what probably should believe. So not weird, it's, you know, a lot of times we're a product of what we've been taught or what we've thought. You know, sometimes just because someone teaches something, the way you receive it is not always the way it really is, and that's something, you know, we have to work on communication skills is understanding. You know, when someone says something, sometimes we don't always understand the way it works. And then sometimes maybe we do have weird things thinking. I always think I think weird anyway.
One of the major things that that God freed me from recently was legalism. I was so bound to the law, and the law was causing my flesh to be suffer. For me to suffer from sin in my flesh. And so whenever you... figure out the grace message correctly, and you get, you know, you break free from trying to do, you know, what's in the law or whatever. You make a personal law even, and so, yeah, it's really good.
And it's interesting because if you look through the Bible, the people who Jesus really got onto were the people that were very legalistic. You know, the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the other UC's people.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next student, Nazi.
Good morning. My name is Laura Jaka, and I'm originally from Sierra Leone, West Africa. How did I come to Rhema? Well, it was in 2020, I believe. I was going through a really hard time in my life. Life had happened to us, my daughter and me. And through Brother Higgins' teaching on YouTube, that's how the Lord began to teach me how to overcome what had come to my daughter and me that I didn't know anything about how to fight it. I was already in church in a different denomination, but I knew nothing about the believer's authority. So through Brother Higgins' teaching on YouTube, I kept being pulled to this place. So I wanted to come to see what this man was about that the Lord was using to teach me how to fight off attacks. So I packed up my daughter, and we came here in the month of December 2020, stayed in a hotel up the road 5 days because I just wanted to see this campus. Now what I know is the east side. That's why I parked every single day while here, walked around this campus and prayed. Just me and my daughter and my little nephew, because there was something about listening to this man on the radio that was developing something inside of me that I didn't know what it was. I never heard the word faith, even though I'd been in church. Fast forward, 5 days afterwards, we went back to Georgia, and I kept feeling that I needed to come here. And I'm thinking, what is this place? What is this place? So my daughter was a senior in high school. Packed her up. I talked to a couple of my friends. I said, I think I need to go to that place. I think the Lord is trying to save our lives. I need to go to that place to be saved. So we packed everything up, left everything behind. I had my business. My daughter was in high school. We packed up and came. So that's how we came to Rhema. And being in school for this last 3 years, I could tell you, had I not come when I came with my daughter, we would not have been alive.
Mm. Oh, wow.
We would have been dead. I mean, you're talking about being possessed. Talked about my mind was gone. I lost my mind on the street in Georgia. But I came here every single day in the classroom listening to this instructor taught me what faith was. And sometimes they could see me in the back that something was happening to me. I could feel their mouth. I could see their mouth praying for me. Many, many times in exaltation, I would sit there and just cry because I didn't know what was happening to us, what was happening to me. And Dean Tad, I could tell that the Lord impressed upon him to call everybody at the altar to pray because he knew they needed to surround me with love.
Mm.
And so what we have gotten here this last 3 years, I tell everybody, I'm the mouthpiece for Rhema. I'm the mouthpiece for what the instructors do. I'm a mouthpiece of how the enemy can be so mean. But if we listen to God, he always has people that have laid down the foundations where he can bring us and take us to that place of faith and take us to that place of knowing our authority. So I've gotten much more than I've asked for by being here. Camilla and I have had so much more. Life has been given unto us, you know, life that other people can learn from. So when you hear me talk about this place all the time and you hear me talking about what God is doing, it's because I found it here.
Amen. Wow.
I found it here.
So obviously been life changing.
Yes.
So did you hear about the ministry when you were in Sierra Leone or whenever
no,
you were
I've lived in
Georgia?
I've lived here 25 years before okay. then. I knew nothing. It was when I was afflicted.
Okay.
And through people that were praying with me, even then.
Someone talked to you.
Someone talked to me. They
gave me the books. Okay, yeah.
No, they gave me three options, actually. Three big Bible schools.
Okay.
But I kept listening to Brother Hagin, where God had put me through YouTube.
Through YouTube.
And I kept being drawn mm-hmm. to him. So that's how we got here.
And that's something we don't talk about a lot on the podcast. We do have a great YouTube channel. I think it's called Kenneth E. Hagin channel on YouTube. We're endeavoring to put more and more stuff on there. We've actually kind of been busy, but there are a number of things on there, and we're going to put more. But yeah, check us our YouTube channel out. A lot of free teaching there. Of course, we also have the Rhema USA channel where we have all our services live, as well as we have some teaching there, as well as our TV program is on the Rhema channel. Anything else, Laura, you want to say? Obviously, it's been life changing for you.
Oh, it has been, and it's not a many of us in this room, but I have to tell you, this is a small piece of what we can give in sharing our experiences. But we are the light now. And many of us in this room are graduating. May everything that we have been given, may we remember that there are many out there. My quest now is, every day I wake up, I say, Lord, I'm a vessel. Because I know what this place has put into me. May none of you forget what has been put into you. May you take what they have invested in you and invest in others. It's no longer about us.
Amen.
It's no longer about us. They are lives. I see every single day. The other day I was just in Tulsa because I give a lot here, but I feel there's a lot out there. So I intentionally wake up. I'm like, Lord, what am I to do today? I put myself in places. Orain's wife and I, we've intentionally going out ministering to people because you guys have given us so much. And I can see the Lord moving everywhere we go. It's intentional. We're leading people to the Lord. The other day, on Saturday, over 20 children I was able to lead into salvation. Why did I get that confidence? Because I have been given something here. You have been given something here. Don't sit on it. Don't sit on it. I am asking you not to sit on it. The world needs us. And here we have been given a mandate. And that mandate has to go forward. Every day I wake up with that passion to talk to you guys. Every opportunity, you guys know, I meet you in the bathroom, I talk to you. I meet you in the hallway, I talk to you. I'm not just saying that on the podcast, but I talk to you guys every single day about this. Because I know I would not be here. I would not be here had I not been obedient to listen, had Brother Hagin not been obedient to listen, had the Hagins not been, and all these instructors, now that baton has been passed. We must not take this lightly. Amen. I don't just say it because I'm here. I talk to them all the time. I think many of them don't even like me because I'm forever talking. I'm always talking. I can't help it because I know the danger that's out there if we don't do what we're supposed to do.
Amen.
Amen.
So please.
Yeah, you know, and if you are listening, because we've heard the story a lot of times where people's life is just in shambles and they don't know what to do. They don't know where to turn. And we've heard many stories where they've come to Bible school not knowing why they should be at Bible school or whatever, and it's been life-changing for them just like it has been for you and your daughter. And, you know, so like I said, it doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are. God has a plan and a purpose for you, and sometimes when life is falling apart, you need to go do something. Sometimes you just need to get away from your situation. We have one testimony where a lady actually was trying to hide from her ex-husband who was trying to kill her, and so she ended up in Tulsa and ended up coming to Rhema, and it was life-changing for her. She's now in the ministry today and had no intention to go in the ministry. She was just looking for something to do to be able to stay away from her ex-husband. But if you want to check us out, rbtc.org, rbtc.org. If you give us your name, your email, and your phone number, we'll immediately send you a digital packet and then have one of our student ambassadors give you a call, try to set up a time to come to Rhema, because there's something about coming to this campus that's life-changing as well.
I just want to go on record. We need a soundbite, Laura. Yeah.
All right. Next student in the hot seat.
Well, good morning. My name is Richard McDowell. My story is a little bit different from everybody else's. So I originally came to Rhema for my first year in 2014. And circumstances, whatnot, I ended up having to drop out and went back home. And
where's home?
Indiana. Southern Indiana, Pike All County.
Right. Okay.
I'm
not sure where Pike County is, but I know where Southern Indiana is.
So I dealt with...
I've been to the coin bin to the state fair there.
So I dealt with some depression, feeling like a failure, not being able to finish. But God is awesome, and He put me with my wife now. We've been married for almost three years, and we ended up coming to Rhema, and I'm third year, and I'm going to finish.
Amen.
All right, so I'm sure a lot happened between 2014 and now. I mean,
a lot. I ended up getting back into volunteering at my home church. I was the drummer, youth leader. Pretty much anything I could do for the church, I was there. But yeah.
So did you always feel like, it sounds like you always felt like you really needed to complete something that God had put you on a path to. Yeah. And sometimes in order to move forward, you have to go back to complete what we were working on before we move forward. I know an individual who came to Rhema, life happened, some things happened, and, you know, kind of got away from God a little bit or whatever. And then when they kind of rededicated, the first thing God told them, get back to where you were whenever things fell apart. And then since then, that everything just lined up. And sometimes that's what we have to do, is get back to where we were, you know, whenever God was leading us. Anything else you want to say?
Just if you feel led to come here, then just do it. Don't hold back. I mean.
All right. Next student in the hot seat.
Well, hello. My name is Alma, and I'm from Lubbock, Texas. And I'm here because the call. You know when you're called to do something, because it's not an idea that you come up with yourself. You know, I was a youth pastor back home. And loved it, loved my home church. And I actually was at a Mark Hankins conference, leadership conference, and they had called up all the pastors, and I felt just the Lord asking me to stay back because he wanted to just tell me something. So I listened, and he said, more Bible college. So I'd already been to a Bible college before, and when he asked me to do that, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. It just wasn't in my plans. I had a lot of seniors in the youth group that I wanted to see off, but it took a journey to get here because of that, but I'm so glad that I did. You know, the other side of this that I don't share pretty often at all, so spotlight is on right now. Back in 2018, I was a fresher Christian. I had only been a Christian for 4 years. And so the Lord, I was learning how he spoke to me. And a lot during that time, I would have dreams that I knew weren't my own. So for instance, I had a dream in 2018 that I was graduating in a red cap and gown. And Lubbock has Texas Tech University. And so when I woke up, I knew it wasn't just, you know, a subconscious dream, or I knew it wasn't random. So I asked the Lord, what are you asking me to do? Does this mean you want me to go to university? And it didn't make sense at the time. So I put that dream on the shelf, mm-hmm. so to say. And, you know, fast forward to the conference I was at, and when he said more Bible college, there were just so many confirmations. I didn't tell anyone at all for about a month. And my pastor back home, we were having a prayer meeting, and he said, someone's been feeling a call to go to Bible college, and the Lord just wants you to know that it's him talking. And I was like, you have no idea that it's your youth pastor who's filling this call. And so I still wasn't convinced. So we were in a staff meeting, and they were giving us vision for the next season. They opened a private school and all the things. And I have my pen. I'm a pen and paper girl. And I was ready. And the Lord said, you will not be here for that season. And so I just took the next step, opened up to them. And they gave such sound advice to pray about it, to look into different Bible colleges, and to be led. And so I called a few, and it just wasn't clicking with the ones I called. And then I got on the phone with Christy Wicks at the time. She was one of the recruiters, and I just bawled my eyes out because my big thing again was the youth group. And she said, Alma, are you going to miss those seniors? Absolutely. Are you going to be at their graduation? For sure. But if this is what God is asking you to do, then come and do it. So that was my first check mark. Then I listened to Kenneth Hagin's messages. That was a check mark in my spirit. And then I was sitting on my living room couch back home, and the Spirit of God just said, now I want you to go look at what they graduate in. I had no idea. I had no idea. And so I did, and it's red cap and red gown, and I just knew it was what, you know, my next step was in life.
That's awesome.
Amen. Speaking of graduation, actually, May 18th is our 50th graduating class, and so it's going to be a wonderful time. And 17th? Okay. 17th, sorry.
And Alma is, she's just started a few weeks ago working here at the ministry also in the alumni department, RMAI. So I'm privileged to get to work with AG, Alma Garcia.
Well, and I say this, he turned what I thought was a two-year commitment to an employment opportunity, and I am so honored. I'm very privileged to be able to give back into this ministry that is sown into me in ways that I couldn't have even imagined. So thank you to everybody for that.
Amen.
Amen. So once again, if you're listening, you know, out there, and you don't know what you should do, or you're kind of wondering, or maybe you know you want to go to Bible school, check us out, rbtc.org, rbtc.org. If you'll just give us your name, your email, your phone number, we'll have one of our student ambassadors give you a call. We'll send you a digital packet immediately, but we'll give you a call, talk to you more about Rhema. Obviously, you can start in the fall, or you can start in January, either one. But we're accepting applications right now for the fall admission. And so if you'll just check us out, rbtc.org. Or also come to camp meeting. Camp meeting is a wonderful thing. I don't have the dates on camp meeting. Somewhere during my birthday,
on the 21st, 20th, something like that. July, last full week in July, always a great time here at Camp Meeting 2024. Well, here at Rhema, we're bringing hope, health, and healing to the world. God bless you guys. You have a wonderful day.